Good afternoon. Sunshine will make a comeback across the region as a warm front continues to press from southwest to northeast through the region. The wind will increase out of the south and become gusty at times over 20, even 30 miles per hour, bringing in the mildest air of the season. Temperatures will continue to surge, reaching highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s in the southern Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, upper 50s to around 60 along I-90, and staying in the lower to mid 50s across the northern parts of New York and New England. Cloud cover will come back into the picture overnight tonight, and scattered showers are possible, maybe even a rumble of thunder across the southern parts of the area as lows dip back into the upper 40s to around 50 on a continued southerly wind. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers with the approach of a cool front. Still out ahead of the front, temperatures should reach into the upper 50s to around 60 once again. That cold front will slide through the region during the latter part of the day on Friday. Then a wave of low pressure emerging out of the Ohio Valley will make a run at us on Friday night. This is when we'll have the best chance for a steady rain across the region into the early morning hours on Saturday. At this point, though, cooler air will be flowing into the region, and on the tail end, we could see the rain change over to some wet snow, especially across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, where some accumulation is possible, especially in the highest terrain. Even some wet snowflakes possible in the valleys as things wind down and we go back to some sunshine on Saturday afternoon. Still, temperatures will be held back and only reach into the mid-40s. Mainly dry but chilly air on Easter Sunday. Sunshine will give way to clouds. A snow shower possible with highs in the lower 40s. A few rain showers on Monday back to around 50 and staying in the 40s to around 50 for the midweek period next week with the best chance of rain coming through on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms from the Ozarks eastward into the lower Ohio Valley. Instability will increase out ahead of a cold front across southern Illinois, Indiana, western Kentucky, and southeastern Missouri. A rejuvenation of overnight storms is likely along the front, and veering winds with height will be sufficient for supercells and a few Boeing segments. Large hail, damaging winds, and perhaps a tornado or two will all be possible. Flood watches are also out for this area, as some of the thunderstorms could produce rainfall amounts between 2 and 3 inches, resulting in flooding of low-lying or poor drainage areas, and ultimately dangerous flash flooding on smaller creeks and streams. Significant rises on larger streams and rivers will also be possible. Meanwhile, Typhoon Maysak is weakening now and located approximately 725 miles east of the Philippines in the South Pacific. Maximum sustained winds are down to 130 miles per hour, with gusts still to 160. Maysak will approach the Philippines over the weekend, but will continue to weaken. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Thermal, California, to a low of 1 below zero at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy near 60, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds with highs in the mid to upper 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 52 degrees, the average low, 32. The record high, 77, set in 2010, and the record low, 17, in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 6:36 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:22 p.m., 12 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and becoming windy with breaks of sun during the afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy and windy with showers likely tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and becoming windy today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Cloudy and windy with scattered showers and perhaps a thunderstorm tonight, lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, clouds and a few rain or snow showers this morning, maybe even a little freezing rain before some sunshine breaks through later on today. increasing wind as well, with highs in the middle to upper 50s. Clouds and scattered showers tonight, with lows in the middle to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds giving way to increasing sunshine today, becoming windy with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Any clouds will give way to increasing sunshine with a developing strong south wind today, temperatures pushing into the upper 50s to around 60. Clouds and scattered showers tonight with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, highs near 60. A steady rain Friday night, some wet snow early Saturday morning, especially across the higher terrain. Increasing sunshine, breezy, and colder Saturday afternoon, back to the mid-40s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Sunday, a few snow showers on Easter with highs in the lower 40s. A chance of scattered rain showers Monday, lower 50s. A chance of rain Tuesday, back into the 40s. And mostly sunny near 50 on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.